Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Man, oh man, do I have an episode for you today. I have been dying to record this since last Thursday. Thank God I didn't, because it would have been a rageful episode. It would have been a bunch of shit-talking, and it would have came from a place of anger, frustration, irritation, all the above, you name it. I'm going to get into everything that's happened from last Thursday all the way up until today, which is seriously only been a week, but it seems like a fucking year. I got my boy Jay co-hosting with me today. You know that he's here for the remainder of cancer season and maybe then some, because I am really, really enjoying the banter going back and forth between him and I. Also, you guys are digging it. And also, believe it or not, coming from Jay, he said something pretty profound to me the other day after I did a reading that I was irritated on. So we're going to get to all that good stuff in a second. So let's welcome Jay.
Hey, everyone.
So I had to have you on, of course. You're my support system during this fucking Mercury retrograde, these two eclipses, and everything else going on in my chart.
Of course.
So we were set to record an episode yesterday.
Okay.
I posted something on Instagram with me saging the mic, saying blessing the mic for good vibes because it's going to be a great episode, blah, blah, blah. Well, we tried to record it.
Mm-hmm.
The energy was very intense and very high yesterday. We ended up having a blowout.
Mm-hmm.
I got all reality TV star and caused a fucking scene here.
Mm-hmm.
And was not thrilled with the fact, and I know this is my problem, and I know you guys are going to give me shit for it, that you couldn't feel what I was feeling, and trying to explain what I was feeling and how it was affecting me was like talking to a wall. I know there's nothing that you can do, but it's just, again, it's a lot of fucking energy, and this could really, really do a number on somebody's mental and make them go crazy, like I sort of did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I practice what I preach. I tell you this all the time. I sit on my pity pot when I need to for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
If I need to have a rager, I'll put on that shirt, rip it up, scream into a pillow, fuck shit up in the room in a very productive way. It doesn't look like a fucking murder scene after I'm done with it. But you can tell things were fucked up. Or if I'm sad and I need to cry it out because I feel like I'm holding too much emotion in, I'll get in the car, put on some sad music,
mm-hmm.
and cry it out.
Yeah.
Yesterday, it was emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It was anger. It was the energy and the intention of others that got to me,
mm-hmm.
and I fucking snapped.
Yeah.
And the reality TV star came out of me, and I hit the mic, and it went flying across the fucking room along with the recorder, and for a split second, I almost went, because I didn't want to turn around to see the look on your face, because I've already broke a mic before and a recorder before for being in a bad mood.
Uh-huh.
And the last thing I needed to hear you say was, "You're fucking stupid. I can't believe that you would break our own shit." And I'm like, okay, so we had a little bit of a blowout afterward.
Uh-huh.
And I went upstairs and I was out of sight for, what, 8 hours?
Probably.
Yeah. I did my readings up there. I went to do my readings. I decompressed. I was working up there, but out of sight, out of mind, that's what I needed to do, and mm-hmm. did not talk to you till later on that night.
Mm-hmm.
It is intense.
Yeah.
This goes back to last Thursday. And I'm going to be very tactful with this because our good friend Lynn, who mm-hmm. is one of my favorite astrologers,
uh-huh.
second mother to me, if not my mother now, love her. She truly, truly knows how to talk to me. She knows how to speak Chris. And this is what I love about her, because she gives me motherly advice, friend, just like a friend would as well, too. But she does not let me hide from my own bullshit. She exposes it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her for that. It's tough love. It's love that I need. It's mm-hmm. love that I recognize. Called her up yesterday and was like bawling. I was like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, you're just letting the energy get to you. You know, you got to figure out a way to go within and tune everything out. I know it's hard. I know. I get it. She's like, but you're going to have to. It's only a little bit longer. And I was like, it just seems like it's been forever. So we talked about it. And she was like, you know, are you going to do an episode? Are you going to talk about this? I was like, yeah. She goes, make sure you do it with tact. Learn that word, Chris, because your Mercury in Taurus can be a bit much. I was like, I got this. We went over the show notes together. So we talked about it. I went over keynotes that she had given to me and things that I had brought up to her. And I was like, okay, here's how I want to reword this. I need your Virgo mind to kind of put it in perspective for me. And she did. Sat there. We were on the phone for an hour. I felt a whole lot better after that. Not 100%, but the energy had died down. The feeling that I was feeling had died down. And it's going to make for a very impactful episode today.
Good.
But let's back up to Thursday of last week.
Let's do it.
Did Good Morning La La Land. Thank you, Good Morning La La Land, for the great opportunity. Thank you for the exposure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a whole nother story when we got there. Again, no shade. It was just a little bit dysfunctional. There was a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I was told prior to doing that episode that we were going to talk about Thoughtful Thursday or Positive Thursday, whatever the fuck their theme is for Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more or less what I do, how I'm making an impact on people's lives. Mm-hmm. What are some of the positive things that I'm doing? I wanted to go in and talk about the Joshua Tree Retreat Center that we were doing
mm-hmm.
out there in Joshua Tree. I promised Sarah that I would do it. There was no room for that. Yeah. I went in, explained who I was and what I do, and then immediately asked for readings. And I knew prior to going into this, you and I had had breakfast. We'd got there early. We were decompressing there and kind of trying to get in the zone. I was trying to wake up because it was fucking 8:40 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm fucking tired. I got an appearance. I didn't want to be puffy. I didn't want my eyes to be squinty. So I drank 2 cups of coffee, really, you know, try to wake myself up, talked about shit, but I was gagging, remember?
Yeah.
I was like, there's something up. And you're like, what? And I was like, I just have a feeling they're just going to kind of come out of left field with shit. So let's be prepared. If they're, and I knew what they were going to do. They were going to want readings.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. And you know how my readings are.
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to fluff shit up for you for the sake of fluffing it up.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes live readings don't translate very well, and it's very personal, and it'll make both of you look bad.
Right. Yeah. So immediately afterward, it was a Mandalorian show.
Uh-huh.
But back up just a little bit. While I was recording that episode for Good Morning La La Land, there was this kid, Jet Jurgenmeier. He's a Disney star person. He is an actor, singer. He's got his own album out. He looks like he's 9 years old, but he's 14. Thank God for that fucking kid. I'm not kidding. All I kept thinking about was Amelia. I'm not lying. Allie, if you're listening to this, I was thinking about Amelia the entire time that I was there because I kept thinking, Amelia's energy, Amelia's energy. Innocent, soft, loving, trusting. That's what I kept thinking about. And this kid, I don't know if he picked up on it intuitively or what he was thinking about me, but he is a 14-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Again, looks like he's 9 years old. He looks really young. Stood behind me, and I can feel his energy, and it was very, very calming. I could tell that he wanted to strike up a conversation with me and wanted to get to know me a little bit better. This was way before I went on to do the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting there to be, you know, for my turn to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know, just standing there, and his energy felt very, very calming. I was like, thank God. So I calmed the fuck down. I wasn't as nauseous as I was before. Went and did the episode, and immediately after I was done doing the segment there, he came up and he was like, oh my God, he did a great job. I loved hearing what you had to say. I love your ability. It's so amazing, blah, blah, blah. And he shook my hand, and he was very, very welcoming, warm, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a 14-year-old kid was more professional than some of the people that were there.
Yeah.
Again, no shade.
He was just really genuine.
He was very, very genuine, mm-hmm. and I loved it. I got to meet his parents, and there was a magician there that was very, very cool with me, too. He was fun. There was also another woman that came up, and I heard her struggle. I'll mention her later. I'm thinking about calling her and having her come on the show mm-hmm. to talk about her struggle and where she's at today, because she's really fucking kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
She was so nervous going on there, too, that when she came up, I was like, you did an amazing job. And she's like, she like really committed. She's like, fuck, I was so nervous. I said, girl, I was, too. I vibe with her instantly, immediately followed her on Instagram, immediately struck up a conversation with her, just exchanged good energy. She was a good person. Those two people were my saving fucking grace. And then the kid Jet afterward asked, can you take a picture with me? I was like, I almost started crying because I was like, this is what I need to remember, that to take that negative situation and turn it into a positive by removing myself from the situation and not allowing it to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
But again, some days are better than others, and it's the intention of others that I have to work on to remove myself from. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be really good at the end. I got back in the zone immediately afterward, did Amanda Lauren's show. Thank God for fucking Amanda Lauren. Because even though I don't know her as well as I know Allie, I mean, I know I've known them for the same amount of time, but I'm obviously closer to Allie because she lives right down the street from us, and that's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get to see Amanda a lot. She's always busy doing shit, but I did her show, and the vibe, I mean, it felt so good to see her fucking face and to have a familiar face there that to bail me out. I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's what I felt. I was like, thank God, salvation. And I posted that on Instagram too. Thank God for Amanda Lauren coming in and saving the day. Did her show, met her mother, beautiful woman, beautiful time afterward. But yeah, I was just irritated because of the readings that I had to do on air.
Mm-hmm.
I could not be myself. I could not tell them what I really wanted to tell them. And that bothers me because it makes me look bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to come across as looking like, oh, he fumbled.
Uh-huh.
I mean, people could be very, very cruel and very vicious.
Yeah.
Again, they don't, at the end of the day, here's my saving grace. They don't know me. They don't sit at my table. They don't shit in my toilet. They're nothing to me. What they have to say should not affect me in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly.
But it's the intention and the seething behind their energy mm-hmm. that fucks with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really strange because, like you said before, you're like a sponge. You absorb everything. And, you know, like you said, their intention.
Really... And I can't help it. You think I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into your epiphany that you gave me. Okay, but I want to go over all this other stuff first, okay? Because I want to talk about readings. I've had patterns all week again mm-hmm. when it comes to readings, and I'm talking to people that are having people do a number on them as far as, like, being horrible to them, taking away their hope, or taking away their drive or their ambition because they're being shitty to them, mm-hmm. or they're not allowing them to grow and to evolve into somebody else because they keep bringing, again, the past into this person's future.
Mm-hmm.
I was a bit of a bad apple growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I was very manipulative. I've said this before. I lied. I used it as a defense mechanism to fucking keep me from getting my ass whooped. Mm-hmm. But make no mistake, I manipulated people into doing things that I wanted them to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I knew that that was wrong. But again, I learned all this on my own. I did not have the parents. My mother was always working. My dad, they were divorced. So I hardly ever got a chance to see him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any older brother. I didn't have anybody there to look out for me. Everything that I learned, I can honestly say I learned on my own.
Mm-hmm.
My guides were my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I know that sounds weird, but they would tell me, that's wrong. Don't do it. And of course, you know this, I would pay for it in punishment or repercussions. They would do something or take something away from me to get me to see the lesson as to what I was doing. It got more and more intense as I started to get into my older teen years, like from the age of like 17, all the way up until now,
mm-hmm.
where their lessons are not kid gloves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're more of like, you do this, and here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. For me, when people ask, you know, who was your mentor? I didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I went through everything, and I experienced it the way that it was supposed to come to me. Rough, rugged, and raw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was always a fucking experience. I got up. It made me the person I am today.
Mm-hmm.
But it still jades me. And so when it comes to people and other people throwing shit at them, or, you know, they're having issues with people bullying them or talking shit or whatever, I had a good conversation with Lynn because the bullying and all the shit talking and all these negative souls that are here to infect and to attach to people that are doing something positive
mm-hmm.
to try to bring them down. Because remember, I said the devil's always in the details.
Mm-hmm.
I had this huge conversation with Lynn about people not being developed spiritually. When she used those words, not developed spiritually, it kicked me in the tits like a fucking, yeah, like a work boot. I'm not kidding. I was like, there you go. There's tact right there. Let me get into not being spiritually developed. I always talk about past life energy, and I talk about your evolution in this lifetime, what the soul came here to redeem or to achieve that it didn't get a chance to do in the past life, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times these people were horrible people in the past, whether they were murderers, they were vindictive, spiteful, evil, whatever they're doing in that lifetime, they come back and they remember some of that. The soul doesn't want to be here. The soul looks at it as hell on earth. Why did you bring me back for? Now I got to do it again. And it's evident in those people that shit talk or have no life of their own that they feel the need to infect their misery into the lives of other people
mm-hmm.
because they want to see them that fucking way. They want to know why we're winning, why we're so positive, and they can't seem to get out of first fucking gear.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to. They really don't want to do the work that it takes to evolve who they are in their way of fucking thinking. That is on them. That is a decision they chose to make. They are lazy. They don't have the drive or the ambition to do it. They don't want to. Because the minute that they find themselves being good, to them, it's a sign of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
To them, they look at it, it's like, well, this is an opportunity for somebody to take advantage of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the immediate reaction these people have. They're always on the defensive. They cannot allow themselves to relax long enough to absorb the positive energy. They don't. They don't like looking at themselves. And instead of taking the time to do them, to go within and change their life around, to look, take a good look in the mirror and figure out why they're so miserable or why they're so hateful or why they feel the need to attack other people that are doing things, if they spent that much time going within, they wouldn't have time for all the hate and bullshit they're doing. But they don't want to evolve. And it's unfortunate for people like us that have to receive the tail end of their fucking bullshit. Even though we know that they're full of shit, they're miserable, they're hateful, they're not going to evolve. You guys, this is not coming from a place of anger. I'm not riled up. It's not coming from rage here. I am sticking up for you, or I am speaking up, even though I don't have to, for those of you that are sick of the fucking hate and bullshit. For those of you that are wondering, why the fuck don't you go get a life? This is why. They don't know how. The soul has no desire to evolve and grow. It doesn't. They want to stay miserable. They don't know how. The only way I can describe it, and again, this is just my way of thinking, they are like the bottom feeders of the ocean. They really have, again, you're going to think I'm talking shit here, but let's be truthful here. Not everybody is born with a purpose here. Not everybody. Your purpose, some people's purpose here is to live and to die and to see what it's like to be human and to go through all this stuff, to live out their karma. To them, that's not a way of life. They can change that, but they choose not to. They don't want to incorporate the lessons. Why am I feeling this way? Why do I feel the need to attack X, Y, and Z when I don't know them?
That's crazy.
What is the reason behind it? Again, when I talk about people not having a purpose here, you guys are thinking everybody, some people out there, Chris, that's really harsh. Everybody has a purpose. Well, then you know what their purpose is? Their purpose is to be miserable. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. People really do come here for that fucking reason. Look at murderers. Look at pedophiles. Look at people that come here to do disgusting, horrible things. There's something in their soul that's bad that forces them to act that way. The energy here is too much. It reminds them of who they are. They're not going to grow and evolve. You know this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's back up here for a second. Let's gain some clarity here. Again, for the 100th time, I am not being shitty when I say some people don't have a purpose here. Let me switch that up and say some people's purpose here is to infect misery into the lives of others. That is their sole purpose. We know these people. We deal with them on a daily basis. We see right through them. They have trouble seeing themselves. They don't want to see themselves. Darkness always has a problem coming into the light. It does. It doesn't want to take a real good look at itself. And these people don't want to evolve themselves enough to take a real good look because it would scare them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to accept the truth.
That's tough.
It is tough. Like, but there is nothing. They need to take themselves. I feel sorry for them, to be honest with you.
I do too. I'm like,
there's a couple of people out there that are throwing shade my way. I've said I would never give them the energy here.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do this? They got to live with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Yes, what they're saying is hurtful. Yes, it's fucking annoying. Thank God I don't have to look at them or be around them.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people that have kids. These are people that go to work on a daily basis, that wear two different faces.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout fucking life there. They know what they have to do to gain that money to survive and to feed their kids here, but their soul is hollow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad apple. You can't save everybody. Some people are just not going to develop.
Some people don't want to be saved.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think that's, like you said, I do feel bad that they don't recognize that about themselves. And their only way to lash out at people is to talk shit, instead of going inward and making something of themselves and doing something positive. Mm-hmm. They choose to, like you said, spread negativity and just be terrible people.
They hate on people so much.
Mm-hmm.
These people that infect misery in other people's lives, they do that on purpose. They say that they hate these people that they are infecting.
Mm-hmm.
They're this, they're that. They're spreading all these lies and gossip. They hate them. They never want to be around them. But you spend so much fucking time doing shit to them
mm-hmm.
that amount of time that you spent hexing them, wishing them bad, you could be working on yourself. But again, let's take a real good look at that. In order to do that, you'd have to be real with yourself. And even you aren't going to like the person that you see.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a real self-hate with these people.
Mm-hmm.
They hate themselves so much in the lives that they were born into that they want everybody else to feel it.
Mm-hmm. They just don't know how to get out of that negativity.
They don't. Mm-hmm. They don't. And people condone their behavior by saying, oh, it's okay. You were hurt. Stop doing that to them, because these people don't learn the lesson, and they take your kindness as ammunition to keep fucking doing it. I'm speaking my truth. In order for it to be truth, there has to be validity to it. It has to be true. It has to be honest. And what you're speaking are lies, hate, and filth.
Mm-hmm.
There is no truth behind it. The truth that you think that you are speaking is that you are putting those words out there. It doesn't make it the truth. There is no truth to what you're saying. It's not hashtag truth, hashtag speaking my truth. It's hashtag speaking crazy. It's hashtag speaking lies and hate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Do the work on yourself. For everyone that you're spreading the hate and the misery towards, we all had bad days. We all chose to rework that energy,
mm-hmm.
to take the energy, that negative energy that we were going through, and see the lesson behind why we were going through that.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, I am still learning lessons on a daily basis. Just because I give psychic advice and psychic readings to people on a daily doesn't mean that they're not giving it to me in return. There's always a lesson to be learned in the readings that I give. That's why I enjoy helping people, because I'm meeting all these different people. I'm giving them a reading, banger readings at that. And in return, they're confirming things for me as well, too, that I need to see. Lessons that I didn't even know about until I met that person.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do here. That same shit could be done for you. I can help you turn that hate into love, but you got to be willing to put the fucking work in.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being so miserable. You have a shot at redemption. Whether you choose to realize it or not or take it, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But there is no need for you to feel that way or for you to infect misery or hate into the lives of others, especially on shit that you have no idea of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's not your fucking life. I know that if I truly hate somebody or I dislike them, I would want nothing to do with them. I wouldn't even want to look at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, people get irritated because I could ignore the shit out of somebody like they're not even there. That's what I do. Why would I want to feed into that hate?
Exactly.
There's nothing that I'm going to say or do that's going to change that person's mind. And I'm not here to change that person's mind. I'm not here to prove anything to them. They got to prove that shit to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to put the work into it.
Yeah.
They want a Cinderella life story with a wicked stepmother and wicked stepsisters mentality.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't happening. It's not. And for those of you out there helping these people spread it, even though you are not the one talking shit, the fact that you're spreading it around and delivering messages to other people makes you a part of it. Stay in your fucking lane. Mind your own goddamn business. Don't get involved in it. Because what's going to end up happening, your karma is going to come in and you're going to be exposed for something, or they're going to talk shit about you, and then it's going to be you that they're fucking attacking. Stay out of it. You know what happens when you mess with sick people or evil people?
You get infected.
You get infected. Yeah. Stay away from that shit. It's kind of like wearing a condom with friends, you know?
What?
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, wear a fucking condom when you're around people. Protect your fucking energy. So let's jump into the epiphany that you gave me. I had a reading where no matter what I said, it wasn't that I could not read them psychically. It's the words that I chose to use that threw them for a loop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, not to give this person's reading away here, but I had started off the reading like I always do. I had said, you know, I'm going to go in and give you what I'm getting directly, and then I'll open the reading up to you to hear what you have to say or to answer any questions. They're like, okay, that's how I start the readings off. So I went in and I was like, I had told her in my mind's eye, what I see happening is a train going, and all of a sudden the wheels, or whatever the fuck they're on, start slowing down and come to an abrupt stop out of nowhere. And I had told her, I said, this is what I feel happens in relationships with you or having to go below the surface. I don't think that you realize how you come across when you're speaking to other people. And there is a lack of empathy or emotion in you that other people see and don't vibe with.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, she thought that doesn't resonate. She thought, because I can have deep conversations with people. Like whenever I'm at a party, I'm always the one in the corner having deep conversations with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I'm saying here. You're having an intellectual conversation with somebody. You're having a deep, you are exchanging knowledge with this person. There is no emotion required. You can tell that person sad, happy, whatever the case may be. But if they were discussing your feelings and how you feel, or you were having this conversation with a lover, it would be a different fucking story. And I didn't know how to word that. And we're going to bring you in a second, because I want to talk about what you told me.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, you know, I don't know. And I didn't even ask her for her birthday. But when I had read her picture, I was like, this is a Virgo. I know it. And so I was like, okay, well, what's your birthday? And so she gave it to me. And she was like, August. And I was like, okay, maybe it's early Leo. Maybe it's Leo or whatever. And she's like, 29th. And I was like, fuck, you're a Virgo. And then I looked at her moon, and the moon was in Cancer. And I was like, all right. I go, so this is what I'm talking about here. And I tried to explain it, and it still wasn't resonating with her. And then I finally asked, what happened in your last relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I said, you're not with him anymore? She goes, no. I said, what happened? What led to the breakup? And she said that they went on a trip for about a couple of weeks. They came back, and he had said that he doesn't miss her, and that the thought of her irritates him, and that he wants to break up with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I'm going to use this as an example. This is not throwing shade at you, but I find it very hard to believe that it came out of nowhere. I feel that you weren't recognizing his cues, because in your mind, if you don't speak or tell me what's wrong, I can't help you. Like you sometimes say, use your words.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a relationship, it's not always about words. It's about feeling as well. You have to be emotionally there. If you're not an emotional person, or you're not, that's not the kind of partner that you want, like I've said before, date somebody that's on your level or that is similar to you that you can communicate well with in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have someone that operates from emotion or that feels a lot, and you're in the relationship and you're the one that doesn't feel that, there's always going to be some sort of disconnect there, especially when it comes to feelings, because that person's going to want you to take a cue or just to have the feeling or the intuition in the relationship to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, he told me that I just irritated him, and, you know, like she said or whatever. And I said, yeah, there had to have been cues. And she had told me that he would tell her, sometimes you just don't understand. Or he would, I said, and I go, and there had to have been times where he gave you that look of resentment.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, now that I think about it, yeah. And I was like, you just didn't acknowledge it. So I told you this.
Mm-hmm.
I had spent over an hour on the phone with her. And I was like, because again, I wanted to give her, all that shit was playing in the back of my head with this fucking Good Morning La La Land and the delivery that I have here and people wanting to fluff up readings and want me to tell them this fairy tale shit when that's not what it's about here.
Mm-hmm.
And I had told her, this is a very simple fix for you. This is going to be a very general reading. Get out of your own fucking way. Get out of your head. Really, really take time to figure out what you want in a relationship and what you want here. I said, because just because you have it, once you have it, you gotta nourish that relationship. I said this before.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you just have it, and now that we're together now, right? No.
Does that make
sense? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I explained this to you after we went out and smoked joint. I said, give me that joint that you rolled with all that fucking hash in it. I need to smoke that. And so we went outside and we smoked. I told you what had happened and I was irritated. And what did you say?
I said that sometimes, you know, people operate and think differently. And like in her case, she's a very intelligent woman. She thinks with her head. And in this relationship, she needs to think with her, like her heart and feel. And sometimes when you explain things to them, people like that, you need to use more detailed information. Because when you speak with your feelings, mm-hmm. right? And with people like her and I, we speak, we use our words as our feelings. So you need to, I guess, learn how to speak them like you learn how to speak me, mm-hmm. you know, and maybe just describe things a little differently or make them think that, hey, you know what? Yeah, you can have deep conversations with them to you, but it's not a deep emotional conversation. Because there's a difference in that, right?
And I'm not telling them that they should change their way of thinking in a relationship mm-hmm. if that's not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But go after someone that's on the same level as you emotionally
mm-hmm.
or that shares the same vibe you do in a relationship where mm-hmm. it's not touchy-feely, it's not emotional. We use our words.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, date another Virgo or a Capricorn. You want to talk about our friend?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go ahead. So, you were telling me something about it. What did you say again?
So, like, with our friend, she's always saying, you know, hey, Chris, this didn't happen. This didn't work out. What you're saying is wrong. You know, my reading, it hasn't happened yet. And it's because with her, she's holding on to all her negative feelings. You know, she's holding on with one hand really tightly to all her feelings, all her bad feelings, all her old baggage, mm-hmm. you know. And when you're holding on to something that tight, you can't reach for something new. You're not a genie. You can give people readings, positive readings with positive outcomes, but it's up to them to realize what they need to let go in order to get that new prize or that
opportunity.
That new opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she realizes that, people that think that way.
Well, here's the thing, real fast, just to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
When I give futuristic readings, again, I always start the reading off with what's going on right now. What is holding you back in the present time? Forget the past life. Forget the future reading right now. Mm-hmm. What's going on? And then I'll give you predictions.
Yeah.
I'll give you what's to come here. And I always tell people, like, they'll tell me, is there a relationship coming? And I will say things like this. October, this is not coming from astrology. This is coming from a psychic vision. October seems to be the time where there's going to be more attention on you.
Mm-hmm.
there's going to be a vibe or an energy that you're giving off that's attracting other people and that's making you a little bit more noticed out in public or whatever. What you choose to do with that is up to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that feeling and you do nothing with it and you don't capitalize on it, that energy, even though you know that you are feeling it and you're hoping that something's going to fall in your lap, that's on you.
Yeah.
And I never tell anybody, this is a guaranteed relationship that's coming into play here.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing's guaranteed. You can really, really do a number on yourself and not do anything and just pray to God that this happens. You got to put the work in. Nobody wants to put the work in.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to evolve themselves enough to let the opportunity come into play. You cannot get involved in a relationship or get a new job with the same fucking mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. You're going to sabotage that.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So again, you may not want to hear what I have to say about all this work that you have to put in. You're no fucking exception.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a free fucking pass to the lessons of life here, and you're automatically granted your fucking free wish. That's not how it works here.
Yeah.
And people want psychics that do that shit, and I'm not one of those psychics. I'm not here to provide doom and gloom or be a rain cloud over your fucking head, but be realistic here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the way that you imagine things is just what it is. It's your imagination getting the better of you.
Mm-hmm.
You are hoping for this big romance, but what are you doing if you are meek or if you are shy? Or you are not putting yourself out there, making yourself approachable. You're talking down about yourself. You're being negative. You've gained a whole bunch of weight, and you're talking about, I want to get on this diet. I want to do this. I want to be better. But you're not doing it. You're being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that that opportunity is going to fall into your fucking lap while everybody else is going along and evolving who they are, putting the work in? There are people that have fallen down during this time that I've given them readings,
mm-hmm.
that have seen the lessons here and feel like they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody very, very close that I'm going to see this week here had a horrible thing happen to them. But they are understanding the lessons of what is going on here. They are dying in order to be reborn here. They are going through the lessons. It is painful because it is forcing you to get rid of something that you've been holding on to for years.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go back to our friend, the one that we were talking about in the reading that I had, where I felt like I wasn't connecting verbally with them, okay? Not intuitively, but verbally.
Mm-hmm.
Those types of people, at no fault of their own, I'm not saying a good majority of them don't realize that they're doing this,
mm-hmm.
but this is exactly what they're doing. They're wanting the psychic or the therapist or whoever it is that's providing the insight to them to tell them everything that they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Point out every single lesson that they need to go through. So they can just go and do it. There is no learning behind that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't learn what it's like to get you to that point. You don't know what it's like to walk up to the lesson, take it in, and absorb it. What you're doing is, okay, I need to do this here. I acknowledge that. Now it's time to move on. Just because you acknowledge it doesn't mean that it infiltrates itself into your way of thinking and you utilize it or project it outward here. That's what makes the difference here, is that you're learning the lessons, you're incorporating them into your life here, and you're changing an old way of thinking into a new frame of fucking mind here, that you're putting the work into it.
Mm-hmm.
A good majority of people want the reading, they want the insight, so that way they have a free pass to jump. You can't. It's mm-hmm. going to bring you back every single fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with our friend, with the readings, this didn't come true. You want me to predict your entire fucking life for you? I can't. I'm not going to do that. You're not. Just because you're smart and you know a lot about a lot of different things,
mm-hmm.
you're stupid when it comes to the lessons of life. You got to learn how to go below the surface and to feel. We're not telling you to be an emotional bag of shit. What we're telling you is to absorb and feel what it is that you're talking about and what this lesson is.
Mm-hmm.
Absorb it so you don't make the same mistake again. And again, to throw Virgos one more time under the bus here, you know, I love them. I do. They want to know everything right up front. A good majority of people want to know. Let's not bash Virgos.
Mm-hmm.
A good majority of people want everything up front because they don't want to put the work in.
Yeah.
It's not happening. It will not do it. And so when you tell, when somebody's like, this didn't happen. Well, what did you do? Well, you said it was going to. This whole fucking time,
mm-hmm.
3 months ago, it's 3 months and you did nothing but sit there? Unfucking believable. And again, my readings aren't love and light. They're not wishful fucking thing. It is the truth. What you choose to do with it is up to you. I'm not here to tell you that you're going to have 100 different kids and marry Prince Charming. What I'm here to do is tell you what you need to do to get you to that fucking point.
Mm-hmm.
Let go.
Yeah.
Stop being so afraid. And for you miserable people out there infecting people with lies, misery, and hate, go to bed. Go to bed or take the time to really take a good look at yourself there. Even though we know that you're not going to, it doesn't have to be that way for you. Allow yourself the opportunity to feel and to let go. If you make an ass out of yourself, so what? There's a bunch of us that have done this our entire fucking lives, that we're going through fucking lessons. You have to get hurt in order to fucking learn. You have to walk through the fire to see what it feels like. You have to go through it personally. A lot of people don't. They want to talk a big fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake, you haters out there. Just because you're talking shit and you're trying to expose people for who they are, don't think that the public doesn't realize who you are and you're making asses out of yourselves. No one is ever going to trust you, ever. The friends that you have in your fucking life aren't going to be true to God friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the same type of character you are. So good luck.
Well, that's how they're attracting.
Exactly. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
So this goes back to what we were talking about really fast here about learning how to speak the language of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had to learn how to speak Jay. You had to learn how to speak Chris here. That's all fine and dandy. I understand what you're saying here when it comes to that here. Maybe use different words for people that are not as emotional or touchy-feely. I understand that.
Yeah.
But the takeaway from all that is that that person has to absorb what the other person's telling them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's not pleasing to their ear doesn't make it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Just means that you're not liking what that person has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming across in a way that you don't understand because it requires you to have to do thinking that you don't normally do when it comes to dealing with emotions.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So again, I got my part to play in it, but again, that person has to take the time to figure things out on their own. I'm not here to solve their problems for them, and I'm not going to. I am not going to take the lesson away from you. It's not a cop-out that I can't read your future, or I can't read this and that here, this or that here. It's I'm not going to take the lesson away from you
mm-hmm.
and have you jump it. Only to come back and repeat it again because you're not absorbing that lesson for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So again, I understand learning how to speak that person, but that person's got to break down some of those walls that they have here and learn. They also have to learn how to communicate with other people as well too,
obviously.
How to get in touch with their feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it takes a long time to do. I'm still learning that lesson with you,
uh-huh.
You know, like being more, feeling more with when I talk to you or approach people and the way I come across. And I never noticed that until you brought it to me. And it took me a long time to realize, hey, you know what? Maybe I am coming across a little hard when I don't need to, you uh-huh. know?
Yeah.
So, but you didn't tell me that straight up. You know, you told me in a way where I had to figure out that lesson and what you were trying to say. So it doesn't come easy. And you don't really learn anything when it comes too easy to you.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. These people, at no fault of their own, I don't think they realize what, I mean, it is a fault of their own, but I don't think they realize what they're doing and how they're coming across when it comes to these sessions here. They want you to figure out everything, and I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I'm actually thinking about being a little bit more selective on who I read. Not to be shitty and say that everyone doesn't deserve a reading,
mm-hmm.
but some people aren't there. And why both of us waste time on something that you're not willing to acknowledge right now?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a lot of people want to come to me for like readings that they see on television where they're like, oh my God, maybe he's going to predict my Prince Charming or my house or whatever. That's all fine and dandy. I don't mind doing that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you doing to get yourself there?
Mm-hmm.
If you are a jealous, miserable person, or you're shy, or you're not sure of yourself, you have some weaknesses about yourself or some past traumatic stuff that still infiltrates your mind every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get rid of that first. You got to learn how to deal with that first before you incorporate any type of goodness into your life. I'm not saying that you have to be miserable and be alone for the rest of your life,
mm-hmm.
but what good is it do to bring all that happiness in here if you're not in that time and space yet?
Exactly. Like people with that want a relationship, how can you have room and space for a new relationship when you're so holding on to your past relationships?
And also too with this woman, to get in a relationship, I can honestly tell you, like you and I,
uh-huh.
as best friends and like business partners and stuff, sometimes I'm like, would it kill you to take yourself outside of the box just to check to see how I'm feeling? Like, I know. Like, you're not doing it to be shitty, but I don't think you realize sometimes because you are so, well, if you don't tell me, how am I supposed to know? If you don't tell me that you're in a bad mood or this is bothering you, how am I supposed to know? Well, we've been friends for over 12 years. You would think that we would have rubbed off on each other and that I know... Maybe because I am psychic, people are going to be like, well, duh, Chris, that I know when you're hurting or when you're in a bad mood and when you're seething, and I do what I can to try to make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And with you, it's kind of like, and your sister said it too, because she goes through the same thing with her boyfriend, that you guys can be insensitive at times. And it's not that you mean to be, it is your approach and your delivery that mm-hmm. comes across shitty.
I can see what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Especially when we had a friend, remember? And I said, oh, you look really good. Like,
you guys, this fucking idiot, you guys are going to fucking die. So we had this friend. She was a Leo. and she had an Aquarius moon. I think she was also a Leo rising as well, too. So vain as fuck. She was actually, she was beautiful, but she was a little bit older. And she, oh my God, she pulls up to the house. She gets out of their car. He goes outside to greet her, and they start walking up. And I heard him say, oh, wow, you actually look presentable today.
She did. She looked really good.
And she said, what? And he goes, yeah, you look actually really nice today. And she's all, what the fuck does that, what the fuck is that supposed to mean? And I was like, Jay, get in here. And because I know women, because I am one myself, and I know what's coming next, it's either going to be a slap across the face or a fucking fingernail to the eyeball. I said, get over here right now. And I said, what did you tell her? And he was like, that she looked presentable today. And I was like, you can't tell somebody that like that. Would it have killed you to say, wow, you look really good today?
It means the same thing.
It doesn't mean the same thing. It's she your looked delivery. Good today. Ladies, please, can you guys email Jay? It's jay@chrismedina.guide with your thoughts on his approach and delivery to this woman about how she looked. He's not a bad guy. He's not doing it to be mean or to be shitty, but that's what he says, and he thinks that's okay to tell people.
Hindsight, yeah, I can see where, like, you know, where it can be taken negatively, but she did look good. Like, that, I meant to be like, wow, you looked really good today, you know?
Ladies, let me ask Marissa. Marissa, my love. Marissa Mendez. Bruna Nessif, my love. Nikki Garcia, my love. Michelle Prentice, my love. All my girls out there, if your dude ever said anything like that to you, am I lying by saying it would be off with their head?
But we have that relationship, any that type of relationship. We talk shit to each other all the time like that, so.
I mean, he used to call her an old lady all the time.
Because she would toss it back, though, you know?
I guess, but Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm talking about, like, when it comes to readings. That's what's been going on. I know I kind of made a little bit of light of the situation today. It's not as intense. I'm not feeling the energy as I was feeling it yesterday. But I am telling you right now, if I did not have the support system that I do now, the true, honest-to-God support system that I have right now, I don't know what I would do or who I'd be able to bounce shit off of that I can truly fucking trust. You are one of those people. You get a lot of my shit because you are so close to me. But I value your opinion, and I value what you have to say. I value Michelle Prentice. I value Lynn. Mm. I value Heather. I mean, Heather, Jesus Christ, my poor baby sister. She really fucking really, really holds me down. And again, Lynn has to hold me down as well, too. And, you know, let me just throw Sarah in there really fast. So I went to Sarah for an astrology reading.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me a banger astrology reading. This is another little hidden talent this woman has. Aside from being a fucking boss bitch, she can do astrology. She knows a lot about astrology. And she said it in her good old Capricorn Scorpio way, what I need to do and how I was feeling and what was coming up and all this great stuff. And she left me with this gem that I want to share. I was going to close out the show with it, but I decided I'm going to go ahead and just drop it here and really, really praise Sarah for going above and beyond and not only being a boss, because she's a boss to me, because we're working with her on mm-hmm. this project. We're actually working under her. She's putting this all together. And to have her come into my life as a friend, started off as a client that I read, mm-hmm. and to call her a friend, and to vibe with her and to share things with her, she is really, really good energy for me.
Yeah.
And I am so, I don't want to use the word blessed. How about I use the word grateful that she walked her Scorpio eyes into my life and did what she did for me the other day? Because it's really, really hard for me to trust people. Mm-hmm. Same thing with her. But I was telling her, I said, God, real recognizes real. And we're pretty similar to the core when it comes to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really value what you have to say. And I don't know what I would do without your advice today. I know it sounds gay and maybe a little bit too emotional, but it's fucking true. I was really feeling shitty.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of, again, astrologically, cosmically, soulfully, everything, this journey has not been easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And again, what I'm here to do is to evolve people's lives, to have them change the way the river flows in their lives to a more freer type of life. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And also be the example for their family that are stuck. Because a good majority of people that come to me for readings, I am always telling them, about 90% of them, I'm always saying, you know, honey, you got a lot of responsibility on you because you are going to be the reason why the river changes its flow in your family. You're going to make that difference. You are going to be the example, whether you choose to realize it or not. Mm-hmm. Because look what you're coming to. The soul wants help. The soul wants to be redeemed. It wants to learn its lessons. It's our material way of thinking that holds us back. It is society. It's what we've gone through. It's maybe our parents. Like I said before, had I have taken the word of my mother or my dad growing up about movies infiltrating my mind and making me fucking scared for no reason, that could have done a number on me. But I was, again, not saying I'm big and bad here. My guides really, really stepped in as parents and showed me those lessons. I made mistakes along the way, but that's no longer who I am. Some of those mistakes were horrible. Some of those things I can't fucking take back, mm-hmm. ever. But I forgave myself for that, and I asked for the forgiveness of those people that I did that to. And for the most part, they forgave me. But it doesn't change what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I can't change the past. I can only change what I do moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I want people to realize. Stop trapping yourself in your own fear. Stop distracting yourself from you. Do what you need to do to evolve your life and your soul. Invest time and energy into you. You are all that you fucking have. I've said this over and over. What matters more to you than you? That's what I want to do. That's what sets me apart here. And then we'll talk about all the potential relationship stuff. But in order for that to come into play, let's get rid of the fucking problem. That's what sets me apart from things. You're more than welcome to go pay $300 for an hour to somebody to fluff you up. That's going to predict in 2-7 years, this is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
No. Remember something. At the beginning of our conversation, I am telling you shit about yourself that nobody else knows.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had a conversation with you. I've never met you. But I know what's blocking you.
Yeah.
Not operating from pride and ego. Even the haters out there, even the ones that are throwing dirt in people's faces, I can help you too if you want to be helped.
It's a hard pill to swallow.
It is. But like I've said before, I am not one to turn my back on everybody. I will turn my back on people that deserve for me to turn my back on them.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that deserve for me to close the door on them. But again, like I said, I'm here to help and evolve. I'm not, when I say being selective of who I read, again, what good does it do for me or you to tell you something that you're not ready to fucking hear? And you could tell me, well, how will I ever be ready? Well, what are you going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, again, that's totally up to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I mean, it's not that I don't care what you do after the reading, but what you do afterward is totally up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can shit all over it. But mm-hmm. remember, let's go back to what I told you initially. What was holding you back? Take away from what didn't happen to you, this relationship, or your face not changing, or the light not hitting. That's because you chose not to do it. That has mm-hmm. nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
There had to have been opportunity there for you, or a different feeling, or something coming in to try to get you to sway. And you chose to fucking ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my problem.
Yeah.
And I never tell you it's 100% guaranteed that this person's going to walk and chug. You have the right to sabotage that, or you can speed that up by doing what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Your progress and what you do is not my problem afterward. That is all you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's not being shitty. But stop relying on people, especially psychics or therapists, to make the change for you.
Yeah.
We're not going to live your fucking life for you. We're not going to get up and be you. Stop being fucking lazy. Stop hiding. Stop tormenting yourself and make a difference, a true difference in your own fucking life. Do it for nobody else other than yourself, because you are tired of living your life this way.
Yeah.
Let's talk about medium readings really quick. Medium readings are a different story when it comes to this. I just want to throw this in real fast because I am a psychic medium.
Uh-huh.
I went and read this woman in Marina Del Rey,
mm-hmm.
and I had the same life advice as far as, like, you need to start getting a hobby. You know, she was a little bit older. She was, I think she was in her late 50s. I said, maybe you should start thinking about getting out of the house more, getting more hobbies, or doing something to kind of lift your spirit up here because you're bored.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. This is just boredom here. And she was like, I was hoping my mother was going to come through.
Mm-hmm.
And no sooner did she say that, I was like, okay. And I felt, I'm not kidding, someone to my left sitting in the chair next to me. Like that person just plopped down and sat down to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say anything to the woman. I was still reading her and I'm still getting information from the person sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm picking up on your mother. I said, but this is different energy. I said, was your mother ritualistic or was she intuitive as well, like psychic? And she was like, uh-huh. And the mother, while the woman's talking to me, is saying, yes, I want to sit in on this to hear what you have to say to make sure you're not misleading her.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry about me. She was funny. I'm not lying. And I was like, what sign is she? The mother said, I'm a Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I said, was she a Taurus? And she goes, yeah, how'd you know? And I was like, because she just told me she's here. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, what's your moon in? And the mother goes, Aquarius. And I was like, she just told me that her moon was in Aquarius. Let me look this up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at my phone and I pull up her birthday and the moon is in fucking Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the mother in my head, keep in mind, I'm still having the reading with this woman as I'm having this conversation with the mother, mm-hmm. the mother that passed on. And so I was like, are you an astrologer? How'd you know that? And she just was like laughing, whatever. She was talking to me about stuff or whatever. And I got into her character. She told me how she died, what it was up until her death, in her relationship with her daughter and the other daughter and all this good stuff. She came in as clear as day. When it comes to the medium readings, I am not Teresa Caputo. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Long Island Medium.
Mm-hmm.
No shade to her. She paved the way. She did. Give it up to her.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, James Von Prague or... Is it John Edwards?
Yes, John Edwards.
Or Steve Edwards, but Steve Edwards is from like the Channel 11 News, I think. But anyway.
Yes, John Edwards.
Yeah. I'm not one that goes paging the dead mother of so-and-so, mm-hmm. come through, calling Dr. Bombay, none of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
If they come through, they come through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this before, if they don't come through that way, give me a picture and I can mm-hmm. read them. They come through and they tell me, just like on Beetlejuice, had I known then what I know now,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have had my little accident, or that's I wouldn't, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like they really understand what the lesson of life is and what you need to be doing here. So they actually assist me in their readings on getting people to move forward. What's holding them back? They will tell me about what that person was like as a kid. They've always been this way. She was a psychic and she was, well, psychic, intuitive, whatever she was.
Mm-hmm.
She was giving me the reading and telling me what to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to that here, you've got your spirit guides, you've got your angels, messengers, whatever it is that you choose to call them. I just say they, your family members on the other side that are actually rooting for you as well. They've learned the lesson. They may not have had a great life in the life that they led here, but they understand the lesson afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them come back. Some of them stay up there because they learned, or they have free reign to come back and make visits. I don't know how else to put that. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But the medium side, again, when it comes to readings and all that stuff there, unless the person comes through, I'm not going to give you a message. And unless you absolutely want one, then I can read that picture there. But even they, when they come in, they always deliver profound messages to me about the person that I'm reading. If they can just get past this, they know.
Mm-hmm.
They know. What a fucking waste to be told by a psychic, a therapist, or somebody that provides insight or guidance, what you need to do, and we all say the same thing, and you do nothing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a psychic junkie. You are an emotional junkie. What you like to do is you like to hear all these great things about yourself just to build you up for that hour, and then you go back to being you.
Mm-hmm.
Do something with it. Make the difference. Be your own difference in your own life. Right?
Yeah.
What do you have to say?
All I can say is it's hard. It's hard to make that change and realize that about yourself, you know?
But at what point do you listen to it and grab the reins of life? At what point do you get tired of being a hater, being miserable, being pathetic? Because, I mean, I'm not throwing shade here, but they are. They are sad, sad-ass fucking people. At what point do you decide, you know what, I'm tired of failing in relationships. What's wrong with me? You're controlling your... wanted to control the relationship and what happens to it, you're afraid of getting hurt,
mm-hmm.
let go.
Do you think some people need to hit rock bottom first before?
Ooh, that's good. Because I was going to do a post about the Tower card. Whenever I see the Tower card in my mind's eye when it comes to a reading, because again, I don't do tarot, but I like the symbolisms of it and the meanings behind all that shit. Whenever the Tower card comes in, I'm thinking, thank God, because this is going to be a break in one's foundation. In order to move forward sometimes or to learn the lessons, you need to be completely broken down to your core.
Mm-hmm.
In order for you to rebuild a foundation that is structurally sound for yourself,
mm-hmm.
and that can hold you for a few more years. So to answer your question, yes, I really feel that people need to hit rock bottom. But what ends up happening when they hit rock bottom is that they hit so far down that they don't see the light up above to guide them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they either commit suicide, or they go crazy, they have to be put on medication. I've been to that point before.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people throw this in my fucking face. You remember when I mentioned that I was suicidal last year,
mm-hmm.
because the energy was so bad? I've had people throw that in my face and say that I was crazy. I'm talking about the way the energy made me feel.
Mm-hmm.
to do it and to talk about it are two different fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't taking it lightly, and I wasn't making light of being suicidal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way that I was feeling. I feel way too fucking much, and to have the thoughts of other people and the intention of other people creep in with my own fears as Chris and my own insecurities,
mm-hmm.
it's too fucking much.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, this is what you asked for. You asked for a way out. And in order to do that, your guides came in and said, okay, we're going to take everything away from you and you're going to start all over again. That is your clean slate. Don't taint it with your old bullshit. If you're not sure how to move, get a hold of somebody that can provide that insight to you in order to get you to rebuild in a more positive, a more productive, a more sound, a more stronger, a more authentic version of you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you ask for. And sometimes those walls have to be broken down in order for you to see shit here. Don't take it so hard. As long as you still got a job, you're able to breathe, you're able to do, you still have your mind there,
mm-hmm.
it's up to you to get yourself up and walking again. Don't be afraid to get up and take that first step. Does that make sense? You're not that person anymore.
Yeah.
Allow yourself the opportunity to grow. Stop thinking about the what if. Stop holding yourself back. There is no hater. There is no person. There's no thing on God's green earth that's going to keep you from doing you. Here's the gem that Sarah Furman dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this. You're going to think to yourself, why didn't I think this way all along? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why didn't I have this same mentality the entire time?
Mm-hmm.
Once you realize that you've overcame the person that you were or the issues that you were going through at that time, and your luck has changed, your life has changed because you put the hard work and the effort and you learn the lessons that you need to learn to move forward, it's very much that. Because I've done that. When she said that to me, I thought that same exact thing after lesson was learned. Why did I put myself through all that stuff?
Mm-hmm. The light bulb went off.
It could have been so easy. So for you, Sarah Furman, To you people out there, I know it may sound a little bit light here, but to me, it was very impactful. It was what I needed to hear because, you know, I go hard. I go balls to the wall when it comes to this podcast. I say what's on my mind here. But like my good friend Lynn said, Chris, have some tact. And Sarah Furman coming in and being like, this is why, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just gems. People are there for you. People will back you up. You have support everywhere. You got to walk towards that support system. You don't be afraid to ask for help. You guys think that I'm this big, you know, spiritual guru or figure or psychic person that doesn't need all that stuff. I do. I just go to people that I really, really trust.
Mm-hmm.
I would never take the word of somebody that's going through the same shit I'm going through right now,
mm-hmm.
because two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't value what they have to say, but I'm looking for people that are going to drop those gems to get me to move forward here, to speak Chris, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
To drop those little nuggets of gold that make me sway my way of thinking.
Yeah.
And my girls did that for me. And I'm not 100% there. I'm still feeling a little salty because of the energy, but we did an intention spell.
Mm-hmm.
I released. We had that blowout yesterday.
Yeah.
We're taking the steps that we need to make the change in our life. Is it easy? No. Is it painful and hard and raw? Yes. But the outcome is so fucking worth it. That's exactly what I want to do when we do the Joshua Tree Retreat Center thing.
Mm-hmm.
When we have that event out there, is I really want to change the lives of people. I really, like I've said before, go in, give them what they need to hear, and tell them what they need to work on. We're not going to fluff it up here. We're going to have them walk away with hope. We're going to have them walk away with the tools that they need to incorporate this change into their life here. But the end result, the end goal here is you getting up and doing it for yourself. No more excuses. No more fucking bullshit. No more hiding behind a computer screen talking mad shit about stuff that you wish you can do. You're going to start fucking doing it.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go ahead and end this episode just like this.
On a high note.
On a high note.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to come across angry. I wanted to rant and rave and I wanted to scream. And I'm sitting across from you and you have this look in your eye of, wasn't so bad.
It wasn't. I was like, do I need to reel you in this time?
But I honestly, I'm not going to get emotional. I don't know what I would do without you.
No, thank you.
I'm being dead serious. You are my best friend. You are my brother. And you know more about me than anybody else on this planet. And I'm not an easy pill to swallow. I am not the easiest person to get along with, especially when emotions are high.
Mm-hmm.
But you really, really, really take the time to be a friend and to support me in all that I do without making me feel like I'm fucking crazy at times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
Mm-hmm.
That really, really is, because again, I trust you, and it's so good to know that I may not be blessed with $1 billion, but I have really, really good people in my life, and that makes all the fucking difference. Mm-hmm. To have that support system of people that you completely trust and that you actually get along with. Every one of our friends we laugh crazy with.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be you out there. That could be for those of you out there that are, again, not thinking that you can do it, that just don't see any outlet to your misery. I was a miserable bitch not too fucking long ago, and I may still seem like I speak from misery at times, but I have changed, and I've evolved, and I've grown, and I like the person that I am, and I like the people that are in my life right now, and I can't wait to see what else comes into fruition and what other lessons I'm going to need to learn here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I learned the lesson through these eclipses by taking the time to go within and figure out what my responsibility is,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not walking away from this scot-free either.
Mm-hmm.
I got to change my way of thinking and not let that infiltrate my mind to the point where it does a number on me.
Yeah.
I got to practice what I preach and stay strong in my own belief system, in my own core.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, I love the fuck out of you. All I want to do is help you grow. All I want to do is help you evolve. I want to see you be the best version of you so we can sit back, laugh, have a drink together, and talk shit about who we were before and understand each other.
That's amazing.
And who we are. That's it. So, ending this episode, for those of you that want a banger reading, that want insight on what you need to do to evolve your place right now, sign up for a half an hour session, hour-long session, whichever works for you. I definitely recommend the half an hour session. For those of you that get readings from me, you guys know it's 45 minutes. Still at the flat rate at 150 here. I am not a clock watcher. Let's talk about what's holding you back. Let's be honest. Let's be truthful here. Let me help you help you. Yeah?
Sounds good.
Let me help you help you. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
I understand myself. But yeah. And if you need more time, we could take it from there. For those of you that want to see my little messages of the day, want to hear my Monday motivation, Wednesday wisdom, want to see what I'm wearing, want to see what I'm doing, what I'm eating, who I'm hanging out with, go to all my social media outlets. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. For those of you that want to give Jay shit about what he said to that woman about being presentable, feel free to email. I gave you guys his personal email. God, I'm so sorry that I did that. But email askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Feel free to throw topics our way. Feel free to discuss the show with us. Feel free to bash Jay. Feel free to show me love. Whatever it is that you want to do, we are down to fucking read. We love it. This really, really does us good when we're sitting there and we're thinking of show ideas or we need inspiration, because you guys come with those fucking gems. Just like Sarah Fruman, I fucking love it. You guys, I'm not lying. I'm not making this shit up. For those of you that know me on Instagram and that DM me, I am always talking about how inspirational you are to me, because you guys come in when I'm feeling down. I don't know if you guys know it, but drop these little gems to me all fucking last week. I don't know what I would have done without some of you out there bigging me up and showing me love here. It does not go unnoticed. You guys really, really do a number on me, and I fucking love the shit out of you. I want to repay that to you times 100, because again, you have no idea what it does to me and how much it fucking means to me. Do not be afraid to hit me up. So with all that shit being said, this is Chris Medina with my boy Jay for In Your Head Podcast saying we are out.
Bye.